Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are on Overtime. Will, you're on ESPN now.
Yeah, I am.
So what are your thoughts on Deflategate, they want to know?
Really, they want to know that?
Yes, they do. I think everyone does. It's the big story.
I think you got to call it like you see it, and Tom Brady cheated and he lied about cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it is. And I'm going to tell you something. I like the guy.
Yeah.
I want to like the guy. He seems like, I have friends who've played with him, said he's a great human being, but you don't have to connect the dots. If you squint, the dots start to blur together. He knew what was happening.
What kind of penalty should he get?
Yeah, good question.
That is a good question. What do you think, Lincoln?
Go to the Indianapolis Colts locker room and rate 100 times, I will not use deflated footballs ever again. And that's it.
No, I think you should, you know, a couple of games at the beginning of this. Yeah, a couple of games seems about right.
Referees touch those balls several times a game. They never knew they were.
But you know,
a few more.
They never noticed any.
A few more games than you get for hitting somebody, right?
Right. what bothers me about this story? It's the same thing that bothers me about so many stories, which is that nobody in this country anymore seems to be able to just go, oh yeah, two things are true. He's great, and he cheated.
Right.
You know, why can't we do that? Why can't
we
say...
We don't give them grays anymore. I mean, it's either black or it's white. That's not a good thing.
The vast majority of Muslims are not terrorists, but there is a special problem with the Islamic culture right now. Why can't we agree on those two things? They're both obvious and true.
How about this?
Everything is like that.
Those are both obviously true. Can it also be obviously true that Tom Brady is a good guy and he cheated? You know, in some sports, baseball, if you doctor the ball, if you cheat, it's kind of like, he's one of the good old boys trying hard. If you move your ball in golf, nobody wants to do business with you.
Right.
That means what? Golf is the most morally upstanding sport there is to play?
I don't know.
just saying.
Didn't Bill Clinton have a bad reputation for doing that?
If you kick your ball on the golf course, you are looked at as an untrustworthy guy.
Well,
stay away.
If the referees are moving these footballs around and they never noticed,
they didn't.
How big a crime is this? I mean, they never...
It was a big enough deal to Tom Brady that he spent months texting about it to make sure the balls were deflated.
Texting a guy who called himself on text the deflator. How much more guilty do you get?
Right. Giving him shoes and autographed
jerseys. It's me, the deflator.
No big deal.
Okay.
Like
Jill Aaron
said, the tight end convicted of murder.
Right.
I mean, come on, let's put it.
Aaron, how should the government respond to the drought crisis? Oh, water. Can we talk about water? Do you have any?
You
how much do you want
water?
For it? Yes. What do you think about our water crisis? Is that in your purview?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a terrible crisis. I think there's mismanagement, clearly in the state of California with our water system. It's going to have to be completely relooked at. You know, we have water problems. And, you know, I've been working on the Gardena situation here in California.
Sure.
And I'm still stumped why we don't make it some national priority that we start taking a look at our water supplies and our water systems and the lack of it, the pollution of it, and what we're going to do when we don't have it.
Carly Fiorina says it's the liberals' fault. And she does. She's an environmentalist, wouldn't let us build any new reservoirs.
Yeah, Obama melted the snowpack.
That's right. Alex, will the Clinton cash scandal continue to dog Hillary's campaign? I don't know much if it's dogging it now.
Yeah, the polling shows that she's gotten even stronger. And so if that's what dogging is, I'm sure the Clintons would bring it, say, bring it on, if that's what it looks like.
Do you think that's because the Clintons have become sort of like John Gotti, the Teflon Don? I mean, at some point, you were accepting money. We're real surprised by that.
Well, I think...
We kind of thought that was the case.
I think this points to a larger systemic failure in our political system, which is the idea of money coming in from unsavory groups and maybe having a disproportionate influence on the political system is now,
But don't you think...
And that's not good.
So listen, how about this, Alex? Whether or not we're talking about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, Anthony Weiner, Tom...
Did you really just bring up Monica Lewinsky, dude?
Tom Brady and this...
I mean, really? Like, are we going to start hearing about Lewinsky
now? No, I'm going to tell you why.
Seriously?
I'm going to tell you, listen.
Rule of law, Alex, he lied. Rule of law.
And not in golf. In golf, if you have Lewinsky on the field, I'm sorry.
Now, wait a second.
All of these cases. In my opinion, and I'm generally curious as to yours, on all of these cases, from Bill Clinton to Tom Brady to Hillary Clinton on this, isn't the lying the greater sin? The sociopathic lying, the way Anthony Weiner can look into a camera and go, wasn't me.
It's called politics. I mean, everybody, like...
But wait, isn't it matter what you lie about? Isn't lying about blowjobs way less important than lying about the things Republicans lie about? Like whether... Like global warming isn't real. Do you think
or weapons of mass destruction?
Ted Cruz, who has degrees from Princeton and Harvard, do you really think he thinks global warming is a hoax, or does he know it's true, but he tells that to the rubes who vote for him?
Because
they believe it. Which is a worse lie?
I genuinely like debating you. One of your great failings is your inability to see the intellectual response in the global warming debate. The response, which is you can't predict the future.
Well, then why do anything? You can't predict the future, so why should we do anything?
Thousands of millions of variables dictating what the climate will be 100 years from now, and you're going to give me the Celsius it will be? That is intellectually dishonest.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
have to be a seer to make policy?
Right.
Like, what does that even
mean? That's a terrible argument.
You ask a Republican, should women be able to have abortions after 20 weeks? They have plenty to say on that, but when you ask about global warming, I'm not a scientist, I'm a guy.
You don't think it's arrogance to look in the face of every scientist on the planet who doesn't work for Shell and tell them, I know just as well as you do what's going on. Really?
No, that's not the argument. That's my original point. You don't seem to understand the opposition's argument, which is not that the scientists are wrong about where we are today, but there's hubris in predicting 100 years of temperatures with millions of variables.
But it's not 100 years. It's happening now. It is happening now.
Global warming is designed to prevent something that has not yet happened. The global warming policy.
Oh, that is not true.
We're taking 2-minute showers in Los Angeles. Not you and me, but everyone.
Is that because of climate change?
Here's the thing. You cannot say any specific event is directly attributable to climate change. We don't know because. There are absolutely, of course, have always been hurricanes and bad storms and all this shit. But that's like saying, you know what? I don't know which bag of Cheetos gave me cancer.
Right.
But I ate shit forever, and I smoked, and I don't know which cigarette did it, but I do know that putting toxins in my body is going to make me sick, and putting toxins in the atmosphere is going to make us all sick. So was Hurricane Sandy global warming? Maybe not, but basically something is going on.
But you've reached stage one in the debate, because the next stage is what are you going to do about it? And what's the cost-benefit analysis of your proposal and your solution to fix something that you're predicting will be the case in 50 years?
But your argument is let's stick with the old technology when actually it's a win-win because new technology is always what gooses the economy. So if we went full, and that's why other grown-up countries are going full-on...
Even the Chinese.
Grown up.
For green energy. Would
you have them grow up in a world where the oil and gas industry is writing environmental policy? Are you happy with that future?
See, you guys always box your
opposition. No, seriously. Are you? Let's status quo. ExxonMobil.
Really? That's a whoa?
But it's...
The answer is this.
Are you happy to have your children grow up in a world where environmental and energy policy is being written by oil and gas?
You're drawing us too broad. You're saying environmental policy versus climate change policy. It's not one and the same.
All right, okay.
This question started with bad ethics by the Clintons. I'd like to state that for the record.
All right, here's final question. This is for you, Lincoln. If you run for president, and now that you've declared, we know you are.
We're getting close, Bill.
What would distinguish you from other candidates?
Certainly my record, and that is one, first of all, of high ethical standards over 30 years as a mayor, as a governor, and as a United States Senator.
Now, you're saying the question was what would distinguish you from other candidates, and I guess we're talking about the Democratic candidates. That seems like a left-handed slap at Hillary.
Yes, high ethical standards. I think it's important.
So you don't think she has high ethical standards?
Look at the record, whether it's Whitewater or whether it's...
Whitewater.
I said this on the show last week.
Ken Starr, who was assigned
the Rose for years.
Finally,
we found.
Whoa! That now you sound like him. But wait, I said this, and I'm going to repeat it. Ken Starr was the special prosecutor, looked into all of that shit, and his report said, I got nothing but the blowjob.
And how about the, what we started out with, and that is a Secretary of State and what's happening with the Clinton Foundation? The president gets $500,000 for a speech. Oh, the State Department just gave approval for the Canadian mining company, uranium mining company, to be sold to the Russians. Oh, but it has no connection. And on it goes. On and on. It never stops. Travelgate just never stops.
Oh, man.
Travelgate.
Really? Travelgate.
It's going to be a long election cycle.
Wow. I don't think this is a winning issue.
You asked me.
I really don't.
Ethics?
I know.
That's
well,
sad.
Well, ethics with the Clintons. You know, I mean, I just don't think that they're as shady as the right would like to paint them.
Well, you asked your question.
Nobody's perfect.
That leaves a lot of room.
But Whitewater was nothing. They looked into it endlessly. It really was nothing.
But is your argument they're clean? Is your argument that they're clean?
Nobody's totally clean.
Well, wait a sec.
Especially
the air. That's one issue, Bill.
And, especially the air.
That's one. That's one.
One more shot in. Before we end, I'd like to give everybody one last shot. And your hair is done.
Wait, everybody. It's me and Aaron that took the shots here.
Aaron. We got to go. Thank you very much. I will stop with the hair.
Watch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.